a bill that has received relatively little notice has all but passed through the Wisconsin legislature. The plan could affect water utilities by making it easier for private companies to buy them. On Thursday, GOP members of a state Senate committee advanced the bill to the full Senate. The Republican-controlled Assembly has already said yes. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz learns of persisting concerns and the arguments of those who favor privatization.
Frank Miller joined the Cudahy Water Utility Municipal Team in 1990. 5 years later, he became superintendent.
Here's Cudahy's history with water. Cudahy brothers started the Patrick Cudahy Meatpacking Plant. They needed water for the treatment plant. So they built a steam-powered pumping station on the shore of Lake Michigan, directly east of here, right around 1905, 1910.
In 1954, the city took over the system and built the waterworks building in which we're standing. Miller calls his a small operation, handling the water needs of 5,600 households.
As a municipally owned utility, we have a five-person water commission appointed by the mayor. They approve our budgets. If we want to increase rates, that Water Commission has to give us permission to go to the Public Service Commission to raise rates.
Miller says the utility puts any surplus back into infrastructure. The bill the GOP majority is advancing does not deal with whether or not a city can sell its water system to a private company, but rather how it would happen. Under current law, if city officials want to sell, the Public Service Commission conducts a review, after which local residents would then vote in the form of a referendum. The new plan would require voters to initiate a referendum first, before the matter would ever go to the PSC for review.
So you would be voting on something without knowing what value your utility has.
Back to the referendum. If I'm going to go through all of that process, we're talking potentially up to 2 years. Before I get something out of the PSC.
Jim Bellotta insists the existing process here is too lengthy before voters make a decision.
We won't come into that state and do business. It's an unfriendly business environment.
Bellotta works for Aqua America. The 130-year-old company operates water systems in 8 states and is lobbying for change in Wisconsin law. Bellotta addressed the Senate Workforce Development Committee during a hearing this month.
We're here to offer an option, a solution to invest money into the utilities as needed, if the community, only if the community wants us to. That's all it is. It's a really simple process. It's privatization, taking advantage of the economies of scale that we bring to the table, just like the larger gas and electric utilities do today.
Senator Frank Lissay co-sponsored the bill. His aide, Adam Gibbs, told the committee many municipalities face water utility challenges, including deferred maintenance.
There's about, PSC has a list of about 20 that are looking at doing something like this, either because of failing systems or financial issues, looking to divest.
I checked with the Public Service Commission. 4 Wisconsin water utilities have been privately owned for years, including the City of Superior. As for municipalities reaching out to the PSC for possible divestment, a PSC spokesperson said the agency, quote, is unaware of any utilities interested in selling or leasing to a private company. That apparent lack of interest does not appease Milwaukee resident Jamie Montgomery Baker. Back in 2008, the city's comptroller floated the idea of privatizing Milwaukee Water Works to fill a gaping deficit. Baker Montgomery joined a throng of resistors.
When you privatize a utility, when you privatize anything, the accountability are to shareholders and to make profit. And in order to make profit, you have to cut costs and shrink your bottom line.
Despite a swell of public concern, the only remaining hurdle separating bill from law is a full Senate vote. It's due sometime in February. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.